Think back to when you were a kid. Did you ever make a phone call to hear a recorded voice tell you the time and temperature?
Nearly 80 years after it started, people throughout the country and here in Wisconsin still rely on a call-in service to find out the time and the weather. Here's what you would have heard if you called it earlier today.
Today is Wednesday, August 29th. The current time, 12:46 p.m., and the temperature, 65 degrees.
According to our guests, the service got 60,000 calls to its Wisconsin numbers this past June alone. About a third of those went to the Milwaukee numbers, and in the past 4 years, the Milwaukee service racked up 735,000 calls.
John Lockridge is a telephone engineer for the Dallas-based ComSierge Solutions Group, LLC, and the man behind the time and temperature phone service. John, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
So for many of us who probably took the time as kids to take up the phone time and call this, you know, some of us kind of forgot that it was still out there. But why do you see this still in demand today?
Well, it's part of a lot of people's childhood. I actually look at sometimes the postings on Facebook to get an idea because people rather get very excited about it. It's kind of fun having a job that makes so many people happy and makes their day. One person recently wrote on Facebook, you know, it kind of perhaps tongue in cheek, I don't know. She said, "Well, the time and temperature is working. All is well with the world." And I kind of wish I could fix all that's wrong with the world with just putting back up time and temperature. But it sure is a whole lot of fun making people's day. And to quote one person that she wrote, you know, she compared her old time number to a little slice of Mayberry. And so it's something that harkens back to our childhood. I mean, it's the number that mom would let us dial when we were kids. Yeah. You know, it's like, can I use the phone? I want to use the phone. And mom's like, well, don't bug grandma. Well, I just want to call the time and temperature. Oh, well, that's okay, you know. So that's a little bit about it. And people write about other things, too, you know, so that they like. I mean, we actually do commercial ads to pay for it during the week. But on the weekends, I do some words from the scriptures and to encourage people and give them hope for the future on Sunday. So you may not have known that. So and people like that, too. So it's kind of meaningful in multiple ways.
And so you said that someone said this was like a slice of Mayberry. And, you know, this service is it's not new. It's been around since 1940. What was the purpose back then? How did it get started?
Well, back then, you know, you really had to know everybody needed to set their clocks. I mean, nothing's kind of more relevant than what time it is and, you know, what's the weather like? How hot is it? How cold is it? You know, 100 years ago, most people didn't have dials on their phones. They would crank the phone and speak to the operator. And, you know, Central Time, the name of your show, is kind of a reference in historically to the fact that we standardize our time zones. And the railroads pushed that. So they would get the time from railroad time from Western Union and all that. Well, the phone company really didn't like providing this service because it tied up the operators. and they didn't get paid for that. And so they actually, a gentleman who was created the original machine to do this was a marketing guy for TikTok Lemonade coming out of the Prohibition. And he built these giant clocks on billboards, and people would set their clocks by it. And he was an inventor, and he came up with the original equipment that was used to do this, which when the Bell system saw this, they're like, oh, this is a solution to our problem, tying up the operators. We're going to roll this out across the country. And so by 1940, these were in place all over the country. And so that's kind of the transition, how they went from asking the operator to a machine telling you the time and temperature.
We are talking to John Lockridge right now. He is a telephone engineer for the Dallas-based ComSierge Solution Group, LLC, talking about what was a staple in many people's childhoods, being able to call a number and get the time and the date and the weather. So there are 42 numbers for this service across the state in here in Wisconsin, in both small towns and bigger cities. You sent us some of the stats in terms of call volume in those areas. And one that jumped out was that in a town just south of Wausau, its population of about 4,000 5,000. It had 5,600 calls in June, with the only one with more calls than people. Any idea why this service would be so popular in, you know, a little bit of a smaller town?
It is interesting. I mean, that one used to be operated by Mosinee Telephone years ago before they discontinued it. And some small towns, it's kind of fun. They actually get more calls than people, and it's just more popular in some places like that. And I don't really know why the difference is for that. It's just some areas it is more popular, some areas of the country it's more popular, and so the specific reasons I'm not sure about. But it is kind of interesting. Wisconsin is different from the rest of the country in that most of the areas of the state that the time was operated was provided by the telephone company. So it would have been Wisconsin Telephone or Wisconsin Bell or what became CenturyTel or, in this case, a small phone company, independent phone company, Mosinee. In other parts of the country, would often be provided by a bank or some other institution, like it was down in Texas, where I'm from. Also on Central Time, I'm a big fan of Central Time, and so spent most of my life in Central Time, so I have a lot of good things to say about that. But it is really interesting. It is fascinating, you know, what the regional differences are. And AT&T actually discontinued the service in 2007, so it had been down 7 years before I started putting them back up. And they had done that pretty much across the country, the old Wisconsin Bell number. So that's a little bit of history. You know, it takes some effort to maintain these machines, and there's always a concern if you have one of the older equipment, you know, are we going to be able to support this going into the future? And that leads into the decision of them discontinuing them. So that's part of the reason why they go away.
So last week you launched service in Oklahoma City. How do you decide which areas you're going to serve with this?
Well, it's kind of what comes to my attention. And in this case, I actually had some old-time numbers in Oklahoma City, but it wasn't the main one. It was an old weather number and one that had been operated by the OU Medical Center for many years, and their equipment had stopped keeping the correct time and had stopped keeping the correct temperature, and they made the very rational decision to say, well, we can't just leave this up and give people the wrong information. So they actually discontinued it about 3 weeks ago. But I reached out and said, hey, you know, I'd love to put this back up. We're even going to put up a weather forecast. And they signed off on that idea. And so as of last week, we've got it back in service. And it's nice. You know, people are still calling, and it's meaningful. I mean, blind people use this, elderly people mostly, but it's kind of fun. And they thought it was a great idea.
So as technology continues to become more and more innovative, we've been talking about smartphones today. In the last 30 seconds to a minute, how long do you see this phone service being around for people?
I think it will continue in some form for more than the next decade. You know, nothing's easier than a phone call, and you can't really install an app very well on your landline.
True.
Many people, you know, so it's just, you know, I think it's going to be around, obviously in fewer numbers calling, but I think we're here for the long haul.
Well, John, good luck with that. I wish we could talk to you a little bit longer, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. Take care.
John Lockridge is a telephone engineer for the Dallas-based Comcierge Solutions Group, LLC. We talked to him about the phone service that he runs that provides the time and temperature that people throughout the country and Wisconsin still rely on today.